Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from Capitol Hill, from the sixth floor of the Heritage Foundation building in our nation's capital. And I'm here because the Heritage Foundation George Mason University Entrepreneurship and Development Symposium is today. And I'm going to be moderating a panel later on entrepreneurship and the impact of policy. Public policy on entrepreneurship. And somebody who does a lot of work in that area is our guest right now. Diane Katz is a research fellow here at the Heritage Foundation. And that's what she does. She studies the impact of policy on small business owners and entrepreneurship. And she's our new friend. Diane Katz, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
It's good to be here. And thank you for allowing me to broadcast my show here from your building. I'm enjoying it very much. I have a long history with the Heritage Foundation, going back at least a dozen years. Diane, your work is in the area of the impact of regulations, of policy, public policy on small business owners. And in the previous segment, I was talking to Dr. Sammy Desai about some of the impediments to entrepreneurship. And I asked her if she thought we were in a period where entrepreneurship is suffering because of the behaviors of politicians, and I'm very much concerned about what's going on right now. What do you think?
We do have a regulatory crisis in the U.S., and it does affect small business disproportionately. A recent study done by the Small Business Administration pegged the total regulatory costs annually at about $1.75 trillion.
Wow.
That's a huge number. That's nearly twice as much as all individuals.
Now, is that the check we pay for the regulation and the cost of compliance?
Correct. That's the total cost that's burdened on the economy. And, unfortunately, the burden falls disproportionately upon small businesses. They're less able than, the larger firms to spread the cost. And
The numbers, Diane, I've seen over the last 13 years as I've worked with you guys and other organizations who track these things, is that the rule of thumb in every number I've seen is that whatever it costs a big company, a large company, per employee per year to comply with regulations, you can double that number for small business per employee per year. What do you think?
Well, I think it's even more than that. According to some recent research that I saw, IRS regulations, tax regulations, represent 300% greater cost for small businesses.
Wow. Three times, not two times, three times. Wow.
Yeah. And then, the cost for some environmental regulations for the smallest manufacturing firms tops $22,000 per employee. These are unsustainable costs.
Wow! No, that's exactly right. I saw a couple of men testifying before Congress this week about what they thought the impact of the health care bill was going to be on their company, and both of the men that I heard speak said the cost is going to be prohibitive for me to continue to be in business.
That's right, and it's also going to be prohibitive for those who can stay in business to provide their employees with coverage, because there's going to be a lot less options or customability on the part of these businesses. And so, it's going to hurt them more than help. Heritage did a study recently about the cost of new regulations in the past fiscal year in 2010. And we found that 43 major new rules, and those are rules that are going to cost over $100 million a year, were issued in fiscal year 2010. And that is more than there's ever been. That's the highest level.
Did you hear President Obama in his State of the Union speech talk about how he was going to go after regulations that were punitive, that were onerous, that were unnecessary. He said that. Do you believe him? Do you think he can actually pull that off?
Well, it would be nice. I'm not sure that experience actually, you know, testifies to that, because we have something called the Regulatory Flexibility Act that's already in practice, and that is supposed to, require federal agencies to analyze the impact of their regulations on small business. Unfortunately, you know, they found that 30% of the time or more, that kind of review is inadequate. Almost 20% of the time, you know, they don't properly consider less costly alternatives. And so I'm not sure that what we do have, the tools that we're supposed to have now, are actually being applied.
Diane, is that when it comes to policy, even with the SBA's Office of Advocacy dedicated to not rooting out harmful policies, harmful regulations for small businesses, all the other organizations, their ombudsman, et cetera, even with all those people out there, folks like Heritage Foundation, et cetera, when the policies are being made by politicians, I think there's total and abject disregard for the impact on small business when those things are passed. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's not only, though, on small business, but on taxpayers, on big business, on the country as a whole.
I'm going to let the big businesses take care of themselves. They're big boys. They can take care of themselves. I'm worried about our small business owners, who are the lifeblood of our economy and really, as far as I'm concerned, of our country. And I believe what's good for small business is good for the world. We're going to take a quick break. Diane Katz is with us. She's with the Heritage Foundation, which is where I'm broadcasting from today, at the Heritage Foundation, Entrepreneurship and Development Symposium here in
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.